be very busy.
And the schooner, no ice pump.
Show number 56 of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner Gene. Who are you?
Yo, yo, what's up? It's Noise Punk up in the house. Yo, what's going on? This is show... Oh, wait.
Number 56.
Oh, yeah.
I just said that.
Yo, I'll fuck you up.
What, are you an idiot?
I'll fuck you up. Now, listen. Noise Punk and Dust Crooner, show number 56. We're back. We haven't been around for a couple of months.
We've been very busy.
Charles has been pregnant. But the thing is...
There's a joke in there somewhere.
We're today have a very special...
Gene's a moron.
Jesus. Christ.
Yes.
Paul is dead.
Wait, Paul is dead.
Show number 56. We have a very special guest.
We always say that.
Yeah.
I know. I heard
a lot
of this stuff.
Oh,
I read it. It's been done before, by you.
Oh, that's messed up. Oh, shit. Did I mention Charles was pregnant? I never said that before.
I never said that before. Say, there's a joke in there somewhere?
Yeah. Oh, I'm predictable. I am predictable.
I would like to welcome to the Noise Punk Studios, Militsa. Paranosic.
Hello, welcome.
Hello.
She is a composer, singer, plays some strange instruments. I saw her play a Birnbaum. She plays some other stuff, but she'll tell us all about it. And welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Charles is going to ask you a question.
Okay.
It's the usual
Are you
one.
Single?
That was my next question.
What
got you started in this unique musical endeavor?
Which part of it?
Whatever part. What got you into it?
Wow, she's questioning your question. This is a first in the show.
That is a first. No, it's not a first.
I wanted to play piano when I was little, but then I realized I only thought I wanted to play the piano because that's what girls did.
Oh.
So I just...
Girls just want to have fun.
Yeah, I just wanted... that I found out later about. But I just wanted to do something about music and with music when I was a little girl. And then it was like, okay, piano. And that went on for a long time, and then... I kept changing my mind, and then I found myself a composer many, many years later, and then a performer a lot longer after that, too. So I'm still finding out what the heck is going on.
I kind of agree with that concept. I think Aaron J. Kernis once told us that composer never reaches a plateau. He keeps evolving. Eric J. Kernis is an awesome American composer.
You would be the only exception, Charles.
The critics don't agree with you, Gene.
I agree with that, not only with composers, with a lot of people, but sadly, some people settle and they're like, okay, I know what I'm doing.
Like Ray Vaughan Williams.
When I see myself saying
Von
that
Coleman.
To me, I immediately like do something stupid just to get lost completely.
Ah, now that's a good way to do it. I like that.
We're going to hear some of these things today.
We're hear some of these stupid pieces.
Yeah, what you did stupid to me, get out of it.
Yeah,
but I want to mention that we've been with Militsa in the past, I don't know, a couple of years, whatever, having a lot of concerts, performances with different groups, and we have a big one coming up, which we're going to plug through the whole fucking show on April 17th, and everybody in this room is in it, including Charles Coleman.
Yeah.
Even though. He's pregnant.
But hey.
Sorry.
It's all right.
See, good.
If it's funny, it's funny. Okay, I admit it.
See, she's picking up on it. Good. It's good.
No,
so,
made me blush. Can you guys see that I'm blushing?
Oh, yeah?
No, I don't see that.
Are you single? No.
Oh, jeez.
Technically.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Good answer.
That means technically. Don't. He's done. Don't talk to me. I think sometimes I think they're wrong. Okay, right. We're getting out of control. What we really?
April 17th.
April 17th, come to our concert at
2011.
Drone. Yeah. If you come in 2012, probably be also playing.
Maybe.
But 2011 is going to be some a brand new world premiere by Militia, a piece called
Songs of the World, number 11.
Yeah, very hip piece with weird instruments that I am supposed
called
to learn.
Called Chiftalia, it's from Albania. Chiftalia. And then next to it, there is Gusle from Serbia.
Gusle.
Next to it is an evadrum from Ghana.
Oh.
And what else?
Well,
I think that's the world. That's the world part.
That's
of
the
it.
World
and
part.
And then there's like New York and traditional mm-hmm. Western stuff.
So we'll be doing that. The concert is in celebration of a release of my new CD, Solo Duo Trio Quartet.
It's always about you, isn't it?
It's always about me, so I'll have a bunch of pieces. Charles will be singing a piece from that CD.
Enthusiastically, says me.
And,
what?
Oh, man. It's also a bris for Charles's new baby. Oh, Jesus.
Man, just keep going, man.
Because he was pregnant. All right. So, anyway, sorry. We're going to talk about
idiot.
This later.
Gene's an idiot. What?
I want to hear some music. Militia, what do you want to play for us first?
Oh, was I supposed to figure that out before the show?
No, just figure it out right now.
She says with an upward inflection.
Let's play number 8 from my Gift to Grow CD.
Okay, this CD is called Gift to Grow.
It's made, sorry.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Do you want to run this show?
No. Say where we can get it.
That CD was made, the purpose of it was for me to raise money for my efforts in Ghana, where I go every summer and teach kids how to work with computers and make music.
Can you teach Charles?
Sorry?
What?
Can you teach Charles how to
and
play
so music? Then one of the people that I sent it to wanted just liked it so much, so he released it in Russia.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
his name is Artemy Artemyev. Great guy. You know Artemy and his father, Edward?
Something's funny about that.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think the guy would have a weird name too, but he was just Edward.
Yeah. So yeah.
That's okay, which track
label? Electroshock label.
Oh, Electroshock, that's cool.
Mm. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah. So what are we hearing?
We're hearing Lastivica is the last song. All the songs are sort of like word-like, mm-hmm. and well, most of them anyway. On that album, it's called Lastivica, and it's a combination of Brazil and Serbia. And there is actually another version of it that I played with Ben several times, like a slimmer version of it. This is one is fat.
Okay.
All right. A section from Give to.
What's the name of the song?
What's it?
Lastavice.
By our guest, Militia Para. What? Para what?
Paranosic.
Paranosic. You've mispronounced everything.
Almost everything, because I'm such a dumb American. Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
You talk to me.
Yes, indeed. Lasta Vice by our guest Melita Paranosic from the album Give to Grow by the composer. Awesome stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, very
nice. The nice use of a bass line between A and B, going back and forth between those notes with the sound
because
effects on
that's top. All Bittenbaugh can do, two notes. Now I can actually do three because I've managed to extend my the distance between my pinky and my second finger a lot. Ah. So I can do minor second and a major second.
Oh,
and wow. You didn't do what Robert Schumann tried to do when he tied his pinky to the door and broke it off.
She's the Robin Schumann of Birnbaum. So wait, so was there electronics in this piece? Was the
just a little bit. There's just a little bit of process bird. Singing to make it sound like bird stuff. And the rest of it is just singing in Birnbaum.
Cool.
And yes, no, there is another instrument that is electric instrument. It is called Kaolimba.
Kaolimba.
Made by Dr. Kaolimba from Japan. So I'll tell you a little story.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
sure. We like stars.
If you go to MySpace, you can find him. His name is Dr. Kaolimba. He's a Japanese instrument maker.
Wow.
And he made this electric kalimba with, it's like a double kalimba. It looks like a kalimba, double kalimba.
Right.
It has five teeth on each end.
Uh-huh.
And it has a little quarter inch plug.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can plug it in. And that's what I used with a little delay and stuff. And
yeah,
it sounds like kind of, I don't know how to describe it. Yeah, but
yeah, there was
go back, listen, and hear. It's just like sort of like silverish sound.
Please
but,
wait till the end of the show to rewind.
Yeah, totally. You can tune it to whatever.
Yeah, yeah, oh, cool.
I
like any kalimba, right?
I didn't tune, though. I write pop music, so.
Oh.
Ooh!
Pop as in it's popular for us to hear. I don't know. I don't even know what that means anymore. Some people still use strange terms.
I know. Yeah. Some people like to label things.
Yeah.
I like to pick things up and down.
What?
It was a commercial. All right. Sorry. I don't know. It's been a long day. What are we listening to next?
Okay. Something completely different, maybe.
And now for something completely different.
A man with three buttocks.
So, this one will be... Why don't we do movement?
We just had some champagne in here, in case you guys are wondering.
By the way, this is Prosecco night.
3 and 4.
Of
a piece called Razglednice. Translation would be Postcards, and it is based on
poetry
of Miklos Radnoti, who is this Hungarian poet, a wonderful poet, who was killed in a Nazi
Holocaust.
Concentration camp. Towards the end of the Second World War and thrown into a mass grave, and then when somebody, his wife I think, found him, she found a little notebook, but also these particular ones were actually written on a little kind of index cards that he was hiding in his back pocket, and they survived and he didn't, but they did. And then 2 years ago there was an opening of a monument in Bor in Yugoslavia, where he spent some time in the concentration camp. And so they commissioned me to do a piece based on these Razglednicot.
Wonderful.
So
yeah. two movements we're doing.
Two movements.
Do we want to read that poem?
Oh, I want to read that.
That's
yeah,
a good idea. Let's do that.
I have the poem right here.
Yes.
Wait, no, but you don't know.
There once was a girl from Nantucket.
You don't know.
Once was
I want you to read.
Oh, okay. Charles is a good reader.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally tiny. Can you do that?
Sure.
Charles got
three
tiny things
four.
To.
3 and 4.
Yeah.
Number 3, the oxen drewed saliva mixed with blood. Each one of us is urinating blood.
Oh.
The squad stands up. Shut up, Gene.
What is that?
The squad.
It's not funny.
Why'd you giggle then, you idiot? The squad stands about to knots. Stinking, mad, death, hideous, is blowing overhead. Number 4. I fell beside him, and his corpse turned over, tight, already as a snapping string, shot in the neck, quote, and that's how you'll end too, unquote. I whisper to myself, lie still, no moving, now patience flowers in death. Then I could not hear, der springt noch auf, above the and very near, blood mixed with mud was drying on my ear.
Is it still funny?
Not anymore. Well, now that Jill...
I just have to tell you that the text is in Serbian. The music, yeah? The song text is in Serbian, and the translation is by a really famous poet, yeah. Serbian poet. And then the narrated text is in Hungarian. Right. So...
Here are the latter two movements of Razglednice.
Very good.
By our guest, Milica Paranosic, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Csomókban áll, fölöttünk fú a föltelmes halál. Az ökrök száján véres nyálcsak, az emberek mind véreset vizelnek. A század bűzös vad csomókban áll, fölöttünk fú a föltelmes halál. Az ökrök száján véres nyálcsak, az emberek mind véreset vizelnek. A század bűzös vad csomókban áll, fölöttünk fú a föltelmes halál. Az ökrök száján véres nyálcsak, az emberek mind véreset vizelnek. A század bűzös vad csomókban áll, fölöttünk fú a föltelmes halál. Az ökrök száján véres nyálcsak, az emberek mind véreset vizelnek. A század bűzös vad csomókban áll, fölöttünk fú a föltelmes halál. Az ökrök száján véres nyálcsak, az emberek mind véreset vizelnek. Század bűzös vad csomókban áll, fölöttünk fú a föltelmes halál.
feszes volt már, mint húrhatvattam. Így végzett hát te is. Springnok auf, hangzott fölöttem, sárral kevert vér szállott fel.
A different attitude from the previous piece. Two movements from Razglednice by our guest, Milisa Paranosic, here on Noise Punk and
Dust. It's getting worse and worse.
No, it's getting better.
It's getting better?
The Paranosic part is perfect. Milisa is better, too.
Milica. Okay. Shut up, Gene.
Okay, Chuck Korligman.
Corigliano man.
Apparently, the hardest part for most American is with the first name is to put the accent on the first syllable. I don't know why. But they all say Milica, and they can't figure out how to say Milica unless they say Milica. Then it's good. What's up with that? Milica works. Milica has to be Milica.
Right. Je ne sais pas, mon ami.
Continue your beautiful report. I'm gonna do so.
Yes.
That sounds...
F sharp major chord. Just thought. Yeah.
Wow. To have around.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I have him around.
Yeah. Too bad it doesn't work out in the job search. But anyway.
Oh, Charles. Right. You could give me a blowjob. Don't worry.
What
happened? Oh, my God. Disgusting. You're terrible. What are we hearing next?
Why don't we go way back? You want to go back to 2000?
Yeah, 2000? Baby. Old
when
school.
When I was young and pretty, look.
Let me see.
I had a band then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at the cover.
We had three piano.
Which one are you? Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that's me. We had a band where we played pianos, synths, and keyboards, and percussion, and singing. You need to open it. It's actually still, like, we never sold all the, like, whatever, however many copies we made.
I have, like, thousands of
this is a brand new. And after this show.
Dean is unwrapping the CD.
genius.
Get off my foot!
Unwrapping today and wrapping on Sunday.
Oh, my mic went off. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
thank you, Gene.
Technical difficulty.
Okay.
Why the fuck did you bring that mic? Why did you break
you
the mic?
You broke it. You
can't tell when you guys are joking and when you're serious.
Yeah,
I was serious, man.
Yeah.
Shit, motherfucker. Some motherfuckers get stabbed in this room.
What do you want?
Yes.
We're serving champagne to each other, in case you're wondering, oh, listening audience.
Yes, courtesy of Militia. We had only one other guest who brought booze. Daniel Polkowski brought rum.
I just feel like I had to celebrate this spring day because...
Yes, it's very celebratory.
We had a winter that lasted for, 10 months?
Yeah.
It was horrible.
I don't know. I'm mixed on that.
Really? You like winter?
I prefer winter to a hot summer in New York. I think August
is... I
can't
get enough of hot summer.
I disagree. I
don't want to grow up.
This is on the radio.
Yeah.
This is a weird
what I want to do when I grow up is to have my summer and then extend my summer in Africa and South America and only spend the spring into summer in New York.
Mm.
Right, so I'm going.
I'm referring
that.
To. I hate humidity. I really hate it.
When I grow up, I want to be a proctologist.
Oh, okay.
But Gene said it's too much of personal talking.
Charles,
sorry.
When I grow up, I want to be a proctologist.
Yeah, that's not personal. Anyway.
Okay, we're gonna pause, and we're back.
I am now. Did you take it out? I mean,
huh?
Yeah, it's in here.
Like, that's what she said.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a all rough right. show.
This is the CD that was recorded and released in 2000, year of 2000, 11 years ago, when I was young and stupid.
Who's it released
And
by?
Now I'm old and stupid.
Older.
And I had a band with my two other Serbian chicks, girls, girlfriends. We were calling ourselves the Divas. And we played my music on assortment of pianos and keyboards and percussion and vocals.
Yes.
And I'd like to play... Can we play another 8 minutes?
Whatever you like. We have
Yeah, I want to play 10 and 11.
Great.
And then we have
Booba.
Booba is that means what is it? Like an insect. Go is go. Sharan is typical name for a horse in Serbia.
For a whore?
Horse.
Oh, sorry. Pardon.
What's wrong with this
the
guy?
Fuck
He's
is
an
wrong
idiot,
with you, man.
From the group the Divas.
The Divas.
Yes.
Making the copies.
Making the copies.
It's a Saturday Night Live. Oh, sorry, I'll take it back. Okay, so announce it again. Just okay, go ahead.
Two songs from the Divas, formed by our composer...
Guest.
Milica. Oh, man. Milica. Milica, damn it. I always get it right. Milica Paranosic. Here on Noise Punk and Das Kuner. You think it's going to end in B minor, but she ends it on a dominant, wanting to resolve, but it doesn't, and that's part of the beauty of it.
There are no resolutions in real life, are there?
Not really. We just keep moving on, and that's why we do what we do. Two songs from the album.
That's right. I'm resolving.
From Da Divas, two songs from Da Divas. We heard Bubango and Saran, all composed by our guest, Milica Paranosic, here
on...
It's
getting better. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I love it. When...
I couldn't ask for any better pronunciation of my
life. Ask for anything more.
Even in Belgrade, they wouldn't say any better.
I'm going to find an applause sign for that.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Why don't you get the one... Where's the one with the girl screaming?
I'm looking for the girl.
That's not a girl. That's Tinkerbell, but... Charles, ow!
You like to pick up your girls from the kindergarten.
You know, and that's funny. Why?
I feel left out now, all right? Yeah, so yeah, can you do that?
Hello, Gene, we have a guest here. Gene, we got...
I'm busy.
You find your applause, you find your girl, whatever.
I'm like, busy.
Pay attention to me now, all right?
Yeah. Me. No.
Me? Well, you invited me, didn't you?
It's true. Okay. It's true. All
right. As far as he's concerned, we're all equals, even though you're the guest.
Not you.
Oh. Oh. Any opening, I jump right in. Anyway...
That's what she said. Okay. Listen, so let's find the next piece. I like these pieces.
So
let's
how
hear
many
someone.
More pieces do I have time to play?
We'll let you know.
Have... We'll let you know in the middle of the piece. Done! No, I'm joking. You have
let's
a lot
go
of pieces.
Back to the future. Not to the future, but to like a very immediate past.
Let's go back to the future.
Let's go back to like last Friday.
Mm.
2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. She just had this Milica lady here. A premiere.
That one.
It wasn't a premiere.
But it was
at all, but it was a performance
yep.
of a piece
called Little Wounds.
Little Wounds. And I wanted to go, but they
it
told
was
me
what?
It was sold out. Huh?
It was what?
It was sold out.
That's woo-hoo. Nice.
It was a part of a really wonderful festival called 21C Liederabend. Mm. Why weren't you there?
I was busy with other stuff. Sorry.
It was sold what? Out for him, too.
Ich bin Idiot.
Ich bin...
All right, that's okay.
How do you say gay?
But it was a three-day festival of like contemporary vocal music.
Oh.
And on it, there was a piece that I wrote for a book launch of a dear friend of mine whose name is Nila Vasvani. She's a fabulous author, writer. And back in September, Paola Pristini and myself, Paola is another wonderful composer and a friend of mine, so we threw her a little book launch and multimedia event around it, and so I wrote this piece, and it was it went really well. I worked with fabulous performers on it that include Glenn Velez and Laurie Cutler, and Laurie and I wanted to work forever together, mm-hmm. and this was the first time we actually got into it, and it was just fabulous collaboration.
Right.
And I want to just play half of it because
don't give it away.
That's just how I like it.
Whoa.
Today.
Little Wounds by our guest Milica Paranosic here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
When to stop.
Yeah.
I'll tell you off mic.
Okay. Then we'll play the song now. Bye bye.
It's hot in here.
Oh, it's hot?
Yeah.
That's just Charles. Thank you.
Portion of Little Wounds by our guest Milica Paranosic here on.
I don't even have to read it anymore.
Don't tell anybody. I want it to sound like I memorized it.
No, they're going to figure out because you said it differently in the beginning.
All right.
It's good. It's all about the process. We do that all the time.
Aww.
Practice, we'll learn, we get better.
Charles, no? When she talks, get rid of Mike.
Shut up!
Can't hear what she's saying. It's
and
the
no,
problem.
Of course, I have nothing to say.
Perfect
I'm
timing.
I'm all out of words.
If you wanted to stop talking, just give her the mic.
Yeah. I was just gazing into her eyes when she was talking to me.
Oh, jeez, that's not comfortable.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Well, not for you, married man.
Anybody. Listen, Charles.
What?
You be quiet. Melitia, give us another piece.
One more piece.
No, more. We got time for more.
Okay. So I'm going to switch to my collaborative project and my the group that I worked with for a while now. We still work together in a little bit different capacity. It's called Vision into Art. Mm-hmm. And we released two albums, and one is one of them that I'm playing first. Is called Sounds. And that is because it's based on the book by... what's his face? Kandinsky, who was a painter.
I like Kandinsky.
I
just wrote a piece of
He was
Kandinsky.
Also a poet, so he had this book of woodcuts and poems called Sounds.
Really?
Yeah.
He wrote poetry?
Yeah.
In Ruski?
In Ruski?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
You'll get to it. I'll get you busy.
It's Nayu.
I'll get you busy with your Russian rapping.
Okay.
And so Paul and I, who is another composer of The Vision into Art, we decided to take the same book of poems and sort of like take it our own ways and figure out mm-hmm. if we can, you know, tell our own story right. based on all these mm-hmm. pieces. And so I did, and she did, but it's about yeah. me tonight, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's really about Jean all the time.
It's really
like
just
I'm trying,
about Jean.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Let me tell you a story.
So,
what do you think?
Basically,
about me?
my interpretation of sounds is that it's all about collectives and people wanting to always belong to a group
right.
and sort of like get into a circle, and then they feel like, oh, I want to be an individual, I want to be special, and then they find their special way, and then they find out that. They're surrounded by many more, just like that. So it's
right,
just like from
right.
migrating from one place to the next, and then it has a happy ending. But we're going to just
ooh,
listen
happy
to
ending.
The... Yeah, of course.
You know, Gene.
Always.
All right. I think it was supposed to be applause, but whatever.
It sounded like rain to me.
Oh,
what is it?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to play the second song of that whole cycle. It's called Root/Wurzel. And that features poetry of my dear friend Roger Bonaragar, and I've worked with him extensively.
Great.
He's a fabulous writer and performer.
Let me get the CD.
Root/Wurzel, which from the group of songs entitled Sounds to Root by our guest Milica Paranocic here on Noise.
It's like
an
desk runner.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Oh, wait.
Let's realize it.
Yeah, thank you.
Root. 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 Root.
Root is woman digging in soil. Root is taking time to laugh. Root is learning to swim without wonder back across a horizon as straight, as thin as a blade's edge. Root is time told by the moon. Root remembers bombs dropping. She makes love like she knows that too. Like tomorrow she might be so many particles in sunlight.
Root.
Root does not plant flags. Root does not talk about forever, but Root looks forward to tomorrow. Root kisses with her eyes open. Root is learning to become a man without borders. Root talks tall shit. Root is trying to get in another game of pool before lunch. Root remembers threadbare blankets and hot summers. Root is learning to love her scars. Root fears the fatality of ordinariness. Root's iPod is the most eclectic shuffle. Root is using what it's learned to break the rules. Root likes deep house music. Root has seen it all. Root still has hope. Root is as optimistic as a freshly powdered baby. Root is a red bird thrashing. Root does not need a vaccine or a visa or an ID card or makeup. Root do not work for it to come. Oh,
nećemo nikome dozvoliti da nam tira ili da nam ruje iznutra, da se ruši su krasnoj etiče.
Yes, indeed. Root/Wurzel from Sounds Number 2, Root, composed by our guest, Milica Paranosic.
You got that right, but the rest of the words weren't that good.
What?
You got her name good, but just the English was pretty bad.
He,
Who cares? As long as my name is nice.
Yeah, as long as you got her name. The rest you can be like, that's my name, that's cool, man.
You sound like Helen Keller when you do that.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, that wasn't funny at all. I just realized.
Jesus.
It's amazing the things we discover after we say them.
Tune in next week for our interview with Helen Keller.
Thank you for the mic. I have nothing to say.
Oh, sorry.
That's why he's keeping it quiet, I see.
It could happen by accident. You're like out of nowhere.
We're enjoying...
Do we overwhelm you with our persona?
Not really. I'm liking it, actually.
You're overwhelming with your
older. I don't
know.
Usually that's pleasant to people, but I actually do like this.
She usually doesn't
hours.
Like people, which is nice.
No, I do sometimes, yes.
Sometimes?
Usually. Sometimes, yes, yeah.
People suck. Cool.
Shut up, June.
Listen, we're enjoying your music, and we should listen to more music.
Good stuff.
We like music. I mean, at least I do. I don't know about Charles.
Hey.
All right.
What do you got?
Let's stay with this one.
Cool. Oh,
okay.
Let's stay with this one. Do you want to do something mellower or not, really?
Sure. Why not?
Fuck
I mean, you can do whatever you want. You're the guest.
Yeah. Let's do Face.
Yes, Face. Tell us about it.
Face. It's from the same series. It talks about yet another stage in our life. But what I want to talk about briefly is the soundtrack that I used that I've learned from David Lynch's sound guy, which is to train my singer to speak backwards and then reverse that.
Oh, yeah?
So as a result of that, you get this crazy English that is not really English. And that was that was what Bob spoke in Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah.
We know Twin Peaks,
sure.
I hope.
Great show.
I never really watched it.
Show by David Lynch, one of the bizarre phenomenons of the early 1990s.
Yeah. So the main character was this, like...
I'll Netflix it.
Weird. Yeah, you should. Just for maybe at least for that sound.
There was like a dwarf or something that did that?
I remember
that. Yeah. But he was also a giant in other scenes.
So That's it.
He was a weird guy. So he talked like that.
So they're talking in reverse, but it's the talking itself is reverse, therefore it sounds odd.
You got it.
Correct, but odd.
You got it completely. So you'll hear it in the voice of Hale Akbari, who is the witch in this piece. Yes.
Charles, you're a witch.
Your mom is a witch. The song Face from Sounds 2, Root, by Milica Paranosic here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Eyes.
What to believe, a flood of rope, of sword, of the floating glass of distance, peopled by all who are people, black and black and black and gray, who records their eyes? Eyes closed, pried open by gunshot, shot open by neglect, blown open by truth and distance. Once a city was built by men, and people found them iridescent. The way they fit onto the backs of horses, and power flew about them like lightning, like the gods who believed them. How much distance since then, and how much more, till we can stop trying to make gray? Allow the brilliance of red, or green, or blue, or purple. Make gray, they tell us, make gray. Make it easier for the horses, for the earth, for the carts, for the men, for the horses, for the earth, for the carts, for the men, for the horses, for the earth, for the carts, for the men, for the whips, for the whips, for the whips, for the whips.
Face, face, from Sounds 2, Root, composed by Milica Paranosic here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder. Awesome.
That was like a fucked up blues and shit.
Thank you.
Charles, what note?
C natural, C sharp, E flat.
Nothing.
You know what that means?
What was that?
You know what that means? That means I drank the most, Milica drank after me, and you drank the least.
Yeah.
And that's after the Prosecco. Let's do a chord.
One, two, three.
It just
sounds like this.
Yeah, we're.
Yeah.
I didn't hear yours.
One, two, three.
I
can't.
Yeah.
There we go.
No,
you have to just draw a little parallel.
All right, one more time. One, two, three.
He's
like, nay, nay.
All right, one, two, three.
There you go. That was
all right, close enough.
Good.
I'm gonna sample that.
Yeah.
Call that piece Charles is Gay. So listen.
Yeah. Like every other piece.
We're gonna have one more piece by Milica, and then she's gonna talk about all the great
Milica.
I said Milica.
You said Milica.
It's okay.
Milica. It means
that's
police
how,
in Russian. That's how
yeah,
I like to call her.
Polizia. Polizia.
I'm flexible, you know, I'm
easy. Wait, what did I say? Says
the dangerous words to tell.
Wait, somebody emailed me.
I'm kidding.
It's a commission from
James Levine.
James Levine commissioned me again. Remove. Unsubscribe.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, ready? All
right.
Does he live on West Side or something?
Yeah, yeah,
like
man.
The West Side exactly. Thing?
I don't get commissioned by anybody who lives more than two blocks away from me because I don't travel.
I do.
I do. Listen. We're going to hear one more piece by this girl. I can't say her name anymore. Because
now you
made me self-conscious.
Milica is, it's very common.
Exactly.
It's very common. Milica is police.
Milica is police.
And Milica. It kind of sounds Italian almost.
Yo, Milica.
Milica, Milica, come stai? Milica, va bene.
Okay.
Bob the Boopy. Duet.
So the name of the piece is?
Duet, correct?
Yes, that
you
is
do
correct.
It. What's the name of the piece?
It's Duet.
No, you do it. What's the name of the piece?
Yemen. Yemen.
Once again from Give to Grow, of what we heard earlier. Yeah.
There is another incarnation of this piece, and it's when it goes with movement and projection, it's also Duet/cockfight.
But excuse me?
We're talking roosters.
I'm talking cock.
You are.
Which but, started as a rooster. But
right. So this is a dance piece.
All right.
It's awesome.
Duet from Give... How do you really feel about it?
You can't review your own piece.
I mean, if you haven't figured out by now that my music is awesome.
You don't really like it, do you? Admit it. Come on.
No, I like it. I like it. I just felt like the mic was moving away from me. And
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's an awesome.
Charles, I thought you liked to put things in the people's faces. Okay, no.
I do, but we'll not talk about here. Anyway.
And the piece.
Give to Grow, from Give to Grow, a duet, once again composed by our guest Milica Paranosic here on Noise
Podcast.
Thank you.
Oh, that awesome hypnotic rhythm. Couldn't get it out of my head.
Cha-cha-cha, yeah.
Bump, 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 bump.
Oh,
from Give to Grow.
He's got to do the...
Yeah, but when you put it in your body, it's easier to count it, so...
It is the cockfight.
From... from the album Give to Grow by our wonderful, awesome composer, performer Milica Paranosic here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Tell us what you're doing next.
In the future.
Yeah, I'm doing something with you, apparently.
You're
I'll stop right there.
What the hell is wrong with you, sir?
There's a point when it's funny.
Yeah, we have a show together on Sunday.
We have a show
you.
On Sunday.
To celebrate you. What else is new?
Oh, that's right.
When you talk to Gene, what else can it be?
World revolves around noise punk.
Enough about me. What do you think about me?
But so, so shut up. So it's going to be another one of the world songs that is also my fundraising effort to keep going around the world and help children get educated.
God bless you for that.
Thank you. And then after that, I yeah.
Mood music.
Yeah, right, whatever. Go ahead. And, you know, you can make a joke or you can do something about it. What are you going to do?
Talk about
I'm giving you a little
mood. You can be joking about it or you're going to be doing things about it.
He's trying to give you mood music.
I'm giving you mood music. Right. Come on, this fits well.
So,
wonderful mood music composer.
Next spring, if anybody's interested in joining me on my trip to Africa for 2 weeks of wonderful drumming and dancing and just African culture.
No kidding.
Workshop, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, just talk to me. And
let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
You spend 2 weeks with master drummers from the Volta region in Ghana, and then we also can help kids along the way get some education.
Cool.
And but then in New York after the Gene show, where I'm going to have him rap in Russian. Do you want to give us a little sample of that?
Oh, yeah, wait, I got it written down here. Right?
So, yeah, he's going to do this.
Lyrics written by you, correct?
No.
Lyrics
written by a Russian poet whose name is Igor Holin from the 50s.
Here's a taste of what you could be hearing on April 17th.
Умерла в бараке, 47 лет, дети нет. Работала в мужском туалете, да, чего жила на свете. Умерла в бараке, 47 лет, детей нет. Работала в мужском туалете, дети нет. I gotta memorize it, I'm still practicing, it's a work
in
progress.
You know what it means?
Yes, of course. So she died in a place called Baraka, which I don't know where that is.
Baraka is like a shack.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought, okay. She was 47
like
years old, and she had no kids. She worked in a men's toilet. For what the reason did she live in this world? Did she was жила на свете? We don't know. Yep. She doesn't know why.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, and
but I'm
and
gonna
then
do
I'm gonna
better.
Be off in Europe for a couple of months doing a review of the Sonar Festival in Barcelona.
Oh yeah, you're going to Barcelona. Yeah. When are you in Europe?
I am in Europe May 15th. Oh, yeah, May 15th.
I'll be in Europe May.
May 18th, I'm probably doing like a big multimedia show. Oh, but I skipped May 10th, which is New York.
Oh, wait, May 10th is a big 10th. Thing in New York. Come to that. That's going to be a great show.
Yeah, there's going to be a nice uniting show of Bruka Band, which is my band, and Composers Quartets, which is this other group.
Which is the group that Dan Cooper and myself are directors of, and with which Milica Paranosic will hopefully be co-director of as well very
there
soon.
There was nomination last night. Nomination, but it didn't fly right. So anyhow, Bruka, BB, and CC are going to join for a, that's actually my birthday, so I decided instead of making it a birthday party, we're going to make it a birthday performance and party. It's going to be in gallery at the Gallery MC on 52nd Street and 10th Avenue, so come on by.
Fantastic.
Yeah, for some...
Oh, there's going to be some Serbian food.
There's going to be, food by Kafana, which is a restaurant down from East Village.
Some booze.
Awesome food, some booze. And,
Music.
And music.
And all this for $300 a person.
Right, exactly. But you can give us more.
You can give us more.
You can totally give us more. And I'm sure Dan is going...
Wait, hold on. sorry, you were saying again?
Newsletter.
Yeah. Oh, I just made my. I sent it out today.
Okay.
But really? But only half the letters. Then they told me I can't send anymore.
And so then after that, I'm going to be in Europe until maybe midsummer.
In 2011.
And then, what? Is this going to.
Because we may.
People will come back to it in 10 years.
Exactly. This show is online forever until they take it off.
And I might have a performance at the Venice Festival. I mean, festival in Venice, which is like American and Brazilian music.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Curated by a friend of mine whom I met in San Diego. Right. And then other things, but.
There are other things!
Yeah.
You're a busy lady, and God bless you for it.
Yeah, thank you. Bless you.
Thank you.
I love God. So,
he's alright.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah,
thank you, Militia, for coming out here.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, and is that what I think it is?
I think that is.
Is the theme music.
It is the theme music.
And until next time, noise to you.
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk. And the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. No more.